Jamie Lee Curtis celebrates becoming spokesperson for Planned Parenthood telehealth program. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 17, 2020. Actress and left-wing activist Jamie Lee Curtis announced on Friday that she is the spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, introducing the abortion giant's telehealth program. Jamie Lee Curtis encourages individuals in a video message to log on to the new service by calling or visiting the website to make an appointment with a healthcare provider. The actress explains that use of the telehealth program obviously reduces the load on clinics and hospitals who are dealing every day with COVID-19 patients and their care. "God bless you all," Curtis says at the end of her message, after encouraging viewers to wash your hands and stay home. In January 2017, Curtis joined Jane Fonda, Judd Apatow, Patricia Arquette, and other Hollywood stars in a telethon-style fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. Life News reported on the event via a CNN report that is no longer available. Planned Parenthood has made headlines during the coronavirus pandemic, mostly related to its refusal to stop elective abortions in its clinics in order to preserve scarce personal protective equipment, PPE, such as masks, for healthcare workers treating patients with the infection caused by the coronavirus. The abortion industry giant has sued states that included abortion as an elective medical procedure, claiming that the ability to terminate a pregnancy is essential to the life of women. One of the women Planned Parenthood helped elect in 2018 was current Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, who, on Thursday, defended her decision to cancel other elective procedures, but not abortions, by stating abortion is life-sustaining. Planned Parenthood announced Tuesday its telehealth program would be available in all 50 states. Many of its clinics have stopped doing in-person healthcare visits, opting to remain open only for abortions. "Sexual health needs don't go away, even when our country is in crisis," said Alexis McGill Johnson, the organization's acting CEO, in a press statement. "Planned Parenthood is proud to redouble our efforts to make sure people can still access the care and information they need." One Planned Parenthood official in New York State said the organization's new telehealth program is so much in demand that one mother began her drug-induced abortion at home with her children running around behind her. Dr. Meera Shah, chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood Hudson Peconic, told the Associated Press, AP, "The abortion chain is seeing an uptick in patients seeking abortions during the coronavirus pandemic. We provided a medication abortion to an EMT while she was sitting in her ambulance," Shah said. "We provided abortion care to a mother who was at home with her children running around behind her. During medication abortion, a woman takes two drugs, mifepristone, RU486, and misoprostol, or Cytotec, to terminate her pregnancy. Mifepristone blocks the action of progesterone, which the mother's body produces to nourish the pregnancy. When progesterone is blocked, the lining of the mother's uterus deteriorates, and blood and nourishment are cut off to the developing baby, who then dies inside the mother's womb. The drug misoprostol, also called Cytotec, then causes contractions and bleeding to expel the baby from the mother's uterus. As a provider, I'm committed to finding new ways to reach my patients with the essential care they need, wherever they are," Shah said in Planned Parenthood's statement.